El Calafate in Argentina is known as the national glacier capital, but it's not the sort of place you'd expect to find glaciers and large quantities of ice. Lucas Echegaray is from Visit Patagonia.
Well, actually, because most of the glaciers in the world will be located in the coldest points, which used to be on the poles, because the latitude on the mountains more than 2,000-3,000 meters high, and it's a cold area because of the altitude. In this case, we are in a temperate area. It's a temperate area means we are not so high and neither so close to the pole, where the temperatures average are around 8 degrees over zero all the year round. Only in the wintertime, temperatures could be below 0 degrees, of course, 10, 15 minus. But the rest of the year will be over, around 15 to 20 over zero. Even warmest days in summer could be around 28, 29, even 30 degrees, which are just few and exceptional days. So it's incredible that you can find glaciers in this sort of weather condition. It's not happening all over the world, only here. That's why they are so special. They are the only considered temperate glaciers all over the world.
And why are they here?
Well, actually, like in other parts of the world, the glacier ice is formed by the compression of the snowfalls. So here in Antarctica and the Alps and everywhere, it's happened the same. So different layers of snow that remains during the year, they will be compressed by their own weight, becoming into the ice. So in this case, where the temperature is not so cold and we are not so high and so close to the pole, actually, I said we are 50 degrees south latitude, and the northern hemisphere, 50 degrees should be around between London and Paris City, more or less in Europe. So at the same distance of the Ecuador. But the point is, on this area of Patagonia, there are so strong winds coming from the Pacific Ocean, forming on the southern Pacific Ocean, and they are very wet winds. So when those winds reaches the Andes Range, which is a shelter, hits on the mountains and leave the rains on the lowest part and the snow on the top. So more than 300 days a year, we can say almost 330 days a year, it used to be completely cloudy on the mountain and snowing on top. So it will be so much snow collected on the mountain every single year that after millions of years, we have a lot of ice forming. So that's why we can find the ice field on the top, which is one of the largest ice area all over the world after Antarctica and Greenland. And from that ice field, which is 2,000 meters high, they're sliding down several glaciers, actually more than 300. One of them is Perito Moreno Glacier.
Now, the Perito Moreno Glacier is the one, obviously, that everybody knows about. Why is that one particularly so famous?
Because certainly the most accessible glacier all over the area. So it means if you sleep in Calafate or just in a hotel near, like Iolo, for example, you can take a car and in just 1 hour, by a paved road, you can reach the glacier only a few meters away from it. So people, they don't have to climb the mountain or to do something special. So everybody's able to do a visit to the glacier. Disabled people, old people, young people. So everybody can take a seat on a car and travel for 1 hour and visit the glacier. That's why it's going to be the most visited. And of course, it has more pictures, more videos, more comments. So it will become the most famous on the area.
Now, as you're driving from somewhere like Los Alces in El Calafate or from Iolo, which is just outside, and you're making your way towards the national park and the glacier, the landscape changes a lot. Why is it that you get such a big and dramatic change in landscape?
Before the Andes Range rise up around 90 million years ago, we have a sea just cover the southern part of Patagonia. So we have a coastline on this area. Nowadays, you can find a lot of fossils on the mountains around Calafate, but basically coastline fossils like shells or crabs also. And basically this bedrock, which was the plateau before the Andes Range, it was break and rise up with the Andes Range 90 million years ago into small plateaus. So nowadays around Calafate you can see the mountains with a flat top because they are part of this plateau. And if you look at the mountains on the Andes Range, they are very sharp peaks because it's a mountain range. So they are completely different mountains. This is basically a plateau what we can see around Calafate. And of course this plateau in the last few millions years ago, maybe 6 million of years ago, it has different ice periods. So the last ice period, it was 20,000 years ago. And at that moment, huge layer of ice, which was formed by the different glaciers, it was covered all of this area, erodes the earth, and it formed this depression, which is the Argentina Lake Valley. Then in the last 20,000 years, the ice all over the world, it is just melting and the glaciers are receding because the temperature is increasing. That makes, of course, that more ice melt than the ice which is forming. So the glaciers, they are just becoming smaller in the last 20,000 years. And of course, this valley, it was finally clean, and the glacier which was melting the ice. It was filling up the lake, and it was forming the Argentino Lake. Yeah? So nowadays we can find different sceneries in the area, beautiful landscapes, completely different spots like the steppe and the plateau and the mountains and the forest. So that's a beautiful area with a beautiful weather, and that is important for the people know to come from so far, like United States, like Europe, like Asia, all over the world, to visit this place. So you know now, you are invited if you want to visit Calafate and you want to visit the glacier, that you can do it all over the year round. Of course, in the cold winter or in a warm summer, that's up to you. But we are always open and waiting for the people to visit El Calafate.
That's Lucas Echegaray from Visit Patagonia in El Calafate, Argentina.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.